Yes, dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Nice to have a visit from Red Fox earlier in the show. That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. Yeah. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Two men attempting to move a couch from a fourth-floor apartment attempted to drop it from a balcony with disastrous results. A video posted on Facebook, which, by the way, is on our Facebook page if you want to see these dummies moving a couch, facebook.com/NickDShow. So a video posted on Facebook shows two men carrying a couch from a fourth-story apartment to the residence's balcony. The men appear to be preparing to drop the couch onto the back of a truck waiting below. However, the couch bounces off of a lower balcony, flips off the roof of the cab, crushing the truck's ceiling and shattering the windshield. I have not seen this yet. I will watch that during the news, trust me. So there you go. That's dummy number one.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A man who refused to pay for car damage caused by his donkey has been forced to pony up. See the writing? See? Police said that Vitus the donkey... Vitus the donkey may have mistaken the orange McLaren parked next to his enclosure as a giant carrot when he bit the back, damaging the paint and a carbon fiber piece. A German court has ordered the donkey's owners to pay 5,800 euros, the equivalent of $6,800, to the driver. At the time, the owner of the donkey refused to pay for the damage. But the McLaren owner said he should have picked a better parking place.
La dee dee, hey la dee dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Vitus, by the way, Vitus the donkey thought the car was a giant carrot. I just wanted to make that clear. Dummy number three, dummy number three, three dummies, dummy number three. Dummy number three, we have a reader. It's Sherry. And for being our reader, Sherry gets a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Sherry.
This is Sherry for You Big Dummy. A man has been cited after staging a prank in which he stole bananas while wearing a gorilla mask and a diaper. Tony Kolstad was behind the camera of a Facebook Live video, which shows the person in costume walking through the Milwaukee area store and interacting with customers and employees. He eventually grabbed bananas off a display and started walking toward the doors. Management intervened. "We're going to have to ask you to leave," said one man. The person in costume ran out of the store. Police eventually caught up with him and cited him for obstructing an officer. Police told WISN 12 News the group actually bought the bananas ahead of time, then carried out the prank and pretended to steal the produce. Kolstad admitted some people may have been scared or confused, but added, "Naughty Chippy is misunderstood." He wanted to gain some fame. It was an expensive way to do it, said the West Milwaukee police chief. Naughty Chimpy. And now, back to you, Nick.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. Dummy, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Does anybody know the whereabouts of Bam Margera or Johnny Knoxville? Were they in Milwaukee? Because that totally sounds like something that the Jackass crew would do. Put on a gorilla mask and a diaper and stage a thing where you're going to steal some bananas. That totally sounds. I think that guy should become a star. I think MTV ought to look and give him the guy a production company. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A Texas man who found a tattoo on his rescue dog decided to get the same tattoo in solidarity and was later told the symbol marks him as neutered. The man who adopted his dog Bear 6 years ago said in a Facebook post that he got a new tattoo on his arm to match the one he found on the canine's underside. The photos went viral after a friend posted them, where commentators pointed out that Bear's tattoo likely came from a veterinarian. They said that the symbol is designed to let the vets know that the dog has been neutered to prevent unnecessary surgery. The man claimed he was aware of the symbol's meaning before he got the tattoo, but many commentators doubted him. The pet owner added he's considering getting a tattoo of Bear's paw print to cover up the symbol on his arm.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Oh, boy. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A sheriff's office received a call from a man in Vero Beach who claimed someone broke into his house and stole all his blunts, a cell phone, and $5 in quarters. Deputies went to the scene and spoke with the victim about the alleged home burglary. The victim told deputies, "I looked inside and he stole all my blunts, my girl's cell phone, and like $5 in quarters." In a report, the deputy said, "I did not observe any signs of forced entry to the door. I did not observe any signs of rummaging through, nor did I observe any signs of exit." When the deputy asked the victim more questions about the quote-unquote blunts, he would not provide any additional information. I also asked if he had any form of documentation pertaining to the amount stolen, and he advised, "Nah, but it was like $150.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Okay, we can vote before the news here. We got some time to vote. So we got a vote here for dummy of the week. And, okay, let me recap here for you. We got the dummies who tried to drop a couch onto the back of a truck and crushed it. Video available on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. We have the dummy who refused to pay for the damage caused by his donkey. We have the naughty chimpy dummy who staged a prank where he stole bananas in a diaper and a gorilla mask. I really wish it was a panda mask. I really wish 3 weeks in a row we could have had a panda mask. The dummy who got a tattoo of the neutered symbol, and the dummy who called the cops when his blunts got stolen, and $5 in quarters, man. How's he going to get high and do his laundry? Vic, I guess, is busy in the newsroom, so we'll vote here. Okay, Dan, where are you going?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fine way to pass the time when you're doing your laundry.
Blow some weed, just, do your laundry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it doesn't require that much coordination, right? Part of me just wants to vote for dummy number three just for having three weird animal masks in a week in a row.
I know, man.
But I think I got to go with the dummies who are trying to dump the couch, because everybody who's ever moved has thought about it and then thought better of it.
Yeah.
They did not.
I just don't envy fourth floor. That's terrible, man. That's terrible. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you, man. I don't know. There's so many times it's like, tie a rope around it. Let's lower it down. Kaplam. So, all right. The video, I got to see the video. I'm going to watch it during the news. All right. And in the traffic hut is Esmeralda. Esmeralda, which dummy are you voting for?
I'm going with a couch because I'm watching the video.
Yeah.
And I just like everyone looking up at the, probably knows, like, no, don't do it.
Everybody down on the ground is like, oh my God, no.
Yeah, you can kind of see by the look on their face. I think there's also a cop that walks by.
I kind of watched the video. All right, well, that's the winner. There's something about the donkey story that just makes me laugh. Like he thought the car was a giant carrot. Vitus the donkey thought the car was a giant carrot. But our dummies are the dummies who dropped a couch on their truck. And so there you go. That's your dummy of the week. And we'll do this again next week. And again, if you want to be a dummy reader, you get some Lumel Nauti's pizza as well. Find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and we'll get a hold of you. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Ah, yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran with his 999th show starting at 6 a.m. How you doing? We are here. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up. So is Nick D Show Spies. But right now, we want to get to Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
We begin with Carol. She heard this one of Dean Richards.
I love when you turn my button on.
It sounded creepy. Sounded a little Dean sounded a little creepy there. All right.
A listener named Builder submitted this.
Builder as in B-U-I-L-D-E-R?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Builder submitted these from Mark Carman, Steve Grzanich, Mary Vandeveld, and Andrea Darlis.
Steve.
Mark.
Good to see you this morning, Steve.
Good to see you too, Mark. A little too much of you, I have to say. I just pulled into the parking lot and there's something going on in the parking lot.
Normally you're safe in the parking lot, but there was Grzanich.
He was in his underpants. Right there in the parking lot.
This is really weird.
Sorry, I missed it.
What's going on, man? What do we got going on? We're missing this, Dan.
Perhaps that's a good thing.
A quick wardrobe change.
Yeah.
That's what Carmen was doing. He was changing.
Okay.
Tim emailed this one of Andrea Darlis.
I just want it all.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Dirty Dave sent in this one of Wendy Snyder.
Well, at least I'm doing the journalism department.
The whole department, Wendy? My God. She'll get an A. All right.
Brock in Economowoc heard this one of you.
He unzips it and it was like, ah! Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, hold on. That's good. That's what the hell was I talking about?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Your ex-brother-in-law's hockey equipment.
Oh, okay. Wow, I don't even remember that's a good catch. That's a real good catch. All right.
Margaret from the North Side submitted this one of Anna DeVlantes.
It's sticky. It's a little sticky.
Yep. Ooh. All right.
Brian emailed this one of John Williams.
Yeah, you want somebody to touch it and feel it?
Oh, boy. Esmeralda liked that one. I heard Esmeralda, you like that one, huh? That one got to you?
That's good.
Okay.
Brian also sent in this one of Adam Hogue.
I didn't get to my butt yet.
What? 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 All right, he didn't get to his butt yet. Okay.
Jim in Florida heard this one of Judy Pilak.
I'm kind of hot.
Oh. Pilak. All right.
All right, Esmeralda. The next five are a Lou Manfredini.
Yay.
This first set is from Marianne.
Hopefully, they're going to be able to go through there, a little bit larger hole. So when they drive the screw in there and go in there, it holds.
Uh-huh.
Another one from Marianne.
They want it nice and firm.
That's a short but sweet. All right.
This one's from Brian and Kathy in Antioch.
It's tiny, it's strong, and it's super useful.
There's Esmeralda, everybody. You can hear her in the background through soundproof booths, okay?
And this one from Brian and Margaret from the north side.
It's really more about who puts it in that matters.
Okay.
And a final one from Brian.
Yeah, that's a big one.
All right, Lou.
Peter and Decatur submitted this one of you.
Bigger and longer doesn't make it better. I was talking about a movie, wasn't I? I was talking about the the second Kingsman movie, right?
You are correct.
Okay. Right.
Brian emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
Let me get that back up.
Okay.
Brian, Scott in Plainfield, and our own Mike Jacobson sent in this one of Patty Vasquez.
I want to see your toy.
Wow. All right.
Andrew in Alabama heard this one of Tom Appel.
They're doing everything longer than they used to.
Is that the first time Tom's been on? No, he's been on.
Yeah, once or twice before.
Yeah, okay.
Wild Bill submitted this one of you.
It was just huge, man. Okay.
Scott from Wheaton emailed this one of John Weideman.
Bonnie's banging here momentarily.
Yes. I love those, by the way, folks. That's the first one of the season. Whenever you guys get Troy and John on, that just makes me very happy. Makes me very happy. That's funny. Okay.
Eric sends in this one of Steve Cochran.
My man loves to cuddle.
What? Oh, boy. Okay.
Tim heard this one of Bill Leff.
One of our most popular guests, both internally and externally.
Wow. I don't even understand that statement at all. Even in context, I wouldn't understand that. Okay.
Mike submitted this one of Wendy.
It's not that big yet, and it's a slow grower.
Oh, come on, man. Was she talking about a plant?
She was.
Okay.
Celine, Tom, and Trucker Tim emailed these of Rokan and Violetta Podramatic.
You got to pour it into the appropriate hole.
You don't want to put it in the wrong hole.
No, there's a hole specifically for it.
What? I mean, come on. Okay.
Peter and Decatur and Jesse sent in this one of Esmeralda Leon.
I'm going big.
Okay.
Jesse heard this one of Justin Kaufman.
Not sure. It's tight.
Whoa. Okay, Justin.
Jesse, Tim, Josh Minneapolis, and Doug submitted this one of you.
That one might be nice and thick. What? What was I? Esmeralda kind of lost it on that one. What was I talking
about? Long due over library books.
Oh, okay.
Brian emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
I eat it first and ask questions later.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man.
You okay?
Yeah, man. Get some water.
Oh, that was funny, man. That was good. I like that one. All right, hold on. I'm just taking a sip of water. Go ahead, Dan.
Brian, Mark D. Aaron, and our own Jim Ryan sent in this one of John Williams.
Guy'd be getting pounded, and he'd be doing the pounding.
What's going on? Some quality straight out of context this week, man. This is a solid, solid segment.
Wait till these last three as okay. Well. Tony heard this exchange between Dean Richards and Steve Cochran.
Yours would be 8.5.
Right. It's actually 7 7/8, but thanks for rounding up.
Is it really?
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Kevin from Iowa submitted this one of you.
this guy must have started pounding immediately after the game ended. I was talking about Lackey, man.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Chris from Midway, Lisa, Kevin from Iowa, and our own Esmeralda Leon point out this one of Vic Vaughn.
I pretty much do David Caruso every time.
Oh, that's funny. Nice catch, Esmeralda.
Oh, yeah.
That was during our five-hour salute to David Caruso yesterday.
Show's only 3 hours. We actually did another hour and a half afterwards, folks.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. All right, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. When we come back, it's Nick D Show Spies and then Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio here, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And it's Friday, so that means we've got all our regular features, including Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the date, time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
6 clips this week.
Whoa.
Yes. Spies were Peter Indicator, Celine, Wild Bill, Brian, Scott in Plainfield, Eric, Rick in Kenosha, and Diane of Naperville.
Thank you all.
Yes. Last week, Wendy Snyder was inducted into her high school Hall of Fame, and they mentioned you.
Wendy will not be here tomorrow. She's having a huge honor thrown her way, but she's a little bit apprehensive speaking at her school where her face will be on the face of fame.
The Wall of Fame.
The Wall of Fame.
We got to get Oak Forest High School. They need to put you up there.
That's debatable.
Nick DiGilio was put on in his
was
high school.
Was he put on his?
Wall.
Yeah.
What about you, Bertrand?
I am in the Mantino High School Sports Hall of Fame.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
It's totally undeserved, too. I was like the 15th member of a 6-member cross-country team that went to state.
That still counts.
Under Coach Kenny Clipp.
I just can't picture cross-country Bertrand? That's a great honor to go back. It's weird to go back. I got to talk to Wendy about her experience going back. She had to speak to the.
I believe that's where the journalism department context came from.
I see. So she had to speak, which is weird. It's weird. I mean, I'm guessing that Wendy was a good student. I, however, was not. I was not qualified to speak to a graduating class at Luther North, but I was thrilled to be on the wall there, which was nice. And now that the school's closed, I'm not on the wall anymore. All right.
A little bit earlier, we heard Patty Vasquez on Out of Context. They were talking about having a hard time falling asleep and the role phones play in that. It led to the context, and Cochran knew it right away.
Who takes more than an hour to fall asleep?
Mm. People who go to get into bed with their phones
or the TV,
or they're reading or the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not really trying if you're online or if you're watching TV, are you?
Sometimes I'll be in bed and try to fall asleep, and I'm like, all right, now what's happening on my Facebook feed?
You know, I do that too, and they say you're supposed to put your phone away, an hour before
mm-hmm.
you go to bed?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of hard to do, right?
You know my fancy schmancy new phone?
I want to see your toy.
Yeah, my I think we just made Nick's show.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. By the way, Steve, it takes me at least 90 minutes to fall asleep in complete darkness, trying to fall asleep every time. And it's been like that for I don't know how many years, Dan. I swear to God.
Yep.
I have no idea. It's a common thing for weirdos. So, I envy people who can just fall asleep anywhere. You know what I mean? That takes me 2 seconds to fall asleep.
Have 2 kids. Here's another context spy involving Steve Cochran.
Let's see, 630. My man loves to cuddle.
Yeah.
Well,
I just want to awesome. Pull that tape of you saying that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure Nick DiGilio already has.
And we did, Steve. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. All right.
Earlier in the week, Steve Cochran asked men to text in the quote-unquote girly things that they liked, and one text made Andrea think of you.
815, I'm 32, and I love watching the Gilmore Girls. I don't even care what you think.
Is that from Nick?
There you go. That's right. Unapologetically love the Gilmore Girls. All right. Was he dissing the Gilmore Girls?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Brian Noonan was in for Patty the last couple nights. In this clip, he talked about pot, and it took a very weird turn.
But I don't have any papers. That's all right. Turn the apple into a pipe. Oh, fantastic. And it gives it a fruity flavor. It's like the hookah movement now. You get that nice fruity-flavored pot. I don't know anything about pot. Can you tell? Can you tell? I know about roach clips, though, Esmeralda. That part is true. You ask anybody. Look around for anybody wearing Fry boots and a denim jacket. They'll tell you. They probably have the roach clip hanging off the pocket of their denim jacket. Not kidding about that. You ask. Ask Nick. He'll know. He'll know people. No, he won't know from firsthand experience, but he'll know people. Nick probably runs around with some shady characters. They probably all had feather roach clips back in the day. You know, he'll tell you. Just ask him. Ask Dan, too. Dan knows. Trust me. Dan sold me 3 roach clips. That's not true. Dan is a wonderful human being.
With the feathers? Or?
Of course the feathers. He actually just sold me the feathers. I had to supply my own roach clips. I don't know where Dan gets the feathers. That's a weird side business that he has.
What? Who would just sell roach clips? Wouldn't you also sell pot if you're going to sell roach clips? And by the way, I had a lot of friends who had the feather roach clips. I'm not kidding. Listen, I grew up in the 70s, man.
Well, according to the conversation, though, I don't know who's selling the roach clips because Dan's selling just feathers.
He's just selling feathers, right. Right. Okay.
And the final clip, Esmeralda mentioned your rat tail.
You know, Nick had one.
Nick had a rat?
Yeah. He's
really?
Talked about it, yeah.
His rat tail? Then he definitely knows what a feather roach clip is. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Although when I had the rat tail, that was later. You know, the roach clip stuff was in the 70s and early 80s. The rat tail was around 86, 87. So, all right. Well, there you go. Thanks, everybody. We got a break, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll break and we'll come back and then we'll kick off Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 News is next.